So this is the
Vancouver Drive
house.
Newcomb residence.
You want to come up on the porch in case it rains? And it was built in 1923. It was built for the Lauritzens, but I put Newcomb down as the main historic name on the house because the Lauritzens owned the house for less than a year. And so I think they essentially built it, lived, and flipped it. And Mr. Lauritzen worked for Lures and Cook. And so I suspect this is a Lures and Cook house because Lures and Cook gave him a mortgage. So usually when they do that, they're also giving the selling materials as well. So I'm pretty sure, but I couldn't find any citation in the newspaper saying. And this is 1923, so it's before Ray Morris started working for Lures and Cook. The Lauritzens sold the house to the Newcombs in 1924, and the Newcombs came out from Michigan. Dr. Newcomb was the head of the botany department at the University of Michigan, and he and his wife retired. Well, he retired from there, and he and his wife came out to Hawaii to try and improve their health. And I guess it didn't work totally well, because within 3 years, both of them died. And when he died, he willed the house to the University of Michigan, who in turn sold it. And Marshall Webb of Emery and Webb bought the house. And I think I included a picture that was in the newspaper when the Newcombs bought it. The figure four brackets aren't original, and I suspect Webb added those to the house. That's my suspicion, but I have no confirmation on that. Webb lives in the house for 4 years and he dies. And then his widow, though, remarries and lives in the house till sometime after World War II. So that's essentially the history of the house. Being registered at the local level under Criterion C for its architecture as a good example of a bungalow from the 1920s. Typical of the bungalows from the 1920s, it has prominent gable roofs. The figure four brackets is also the Wyatt windows on either side, which are like Palladians, but they don't have the round arch, are all part of it. The pane work on the side lights and also the front door, very much bungalow style, as are the square panel columns. This detail, as far as handling the arch, I haven't seen anywhere else. It's rather distinctive. And fabric siding, the use of the lava rock is all original. The house is pretty much all intact. They've changed the kitchen and the bathroom, and they put a lanai on the back, but it's not visible from the street. There's a couple jalousie windows that were put in before the current owners, and they're eventually planning on taking them back to double hung. They've also had to repair the steps that you're on, but they... It was pulling away from the house and was all cracked out, so they rebuilt, but in the same pattern as the old. So if you'd like to come in and take a look. See, they have open beams in the living room, which makes it a little more high class than some. Other than that, it's pretty much intact. And the double hung windows on the side, 4 foot rather than three, to help with the ventilation. They added, obviously, these sliding doors when they put on the one eye. But I don't think it's But it's before Ray Morris joined.
Well, Morris started in the mid-30s, right?
No, late 20s. Middle 20s, actually. But yeah, this is 23, so it's before.
Except that kind of later came up, too.
Well,
I think they rewired.
Came,
but I think she told me if I wrote it in the form, it was because they told me that they saw that when they were rewiring. It could be.
It doesn't feel quite like chipboard.
No.
No, it's different than chipboard. I'm pretty sure this is plywood. Just based on the joint, the V-joint.
Well, it's the V-joint up there in the ceiling.
Yeah, but that's a much wider, softer V-joint.
Because it's
okay.
Masonite?
That's what I think it is, but I mean, I'm not the one writing
okay.
the nomination.
It's smoother, like that to me looks more like canic because it's more loopy.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's such a tight V-joint.
Yeah.
Well, we can remove it from the nominee description.
But if it's Masonite, it might be original.
Oh, okay.
Right,
isn't
it?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it.
It was very, very thought out how to do the seams. They're all balanced. Completely balanced on the
ceiling. It's got a smoother finish than the ceiling.
But then if they did put this in, then this was still pretty early because they wouldn't have done this, you know, recently.
No.
They wouldn't have used this.
No, not at all.
And Katie, look at how they balanced it. The seam joints are extremely well calculated.
The surface is very smooth.
You know, you see the balance of the seam lines, everything's on center. It's very hot calculated. There we go.
I think it's partially the module because it goes off the middle by there. The miter corner seemed a little like the hook there.
Oh no. Usually that is pretty unusual for the era. Usually they would do a horizontal seam.
Does everyone? Windows too?
Yeah. I get a portrait of the three or four of you and maybe Chandra just lying up there. Yeah. Away from the window. This is so fun. You guys are almost all the same height. Cute. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, I don't think there was any.
My first picture.
Contributing, yeah, it's newer.
Just the original lot size seems to be small up here. Lot seems small.
Oh, no, there was a larger lot. It was subdivided out before the war, but I forget when. But I did find that was,
probably went all the way through.
Yeah, I think.
That
this lower part was part of it, and then was it this one or the other? Somewhere it was a strange shaped lot.
Have you seen down below what they got?
Let's go out because Nancy and Bill asked me that too, and I can't remember, but I think it's.
That's where the fun stuff usually is.
I think it's not much. It's not a residential unit.
Let's see if there is.